This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Just a quickie.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Give it to me.
The winner of the Indy 500 this weekend will get a bottle of milk. That's because it's been tradition since 1933 when Hall of Fame driver Lewis Meyer started requesting buttermilk. Delicious. After he'd finished the race. Rumor has it that there's drama between Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas. Fergie's second solo album was delayed, so she left the group's label, and now Taboo has unfollowed her on Twitter. And Will.i.am is sharing old photos of the group as a trio. Wow, that's some shade there for sure. And the man who played the stormtrooper who hit his head on the door in the original Star Wars still can't believe George Lucas used that take. He says, quote, "I expected it to end up on the cutting room floor, but I did see it in the cinema and I thought, oh my God, that's me." On TV tonight, or this weekend rather, on Netflix, a third season premiere of Bloodline. On Sunday on PBS, the National Memorial Day concert. And Sunday on Showtime, Twin Peaks, The Return. All the latest dirt is on our website, mytalk1071.com.
You know you love it when I give you the dirt.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
Don't you ever read the headlines?
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Seven
headlines.
Seven. Your world in 90 seconds.
That's right, Charlie Rose. You have the dirt, and now you're going to give the details in our 7 at 7, brought to you by our good friends at AAA Movers. Starting local, as we do. First up, new this morning, after 4 days, Minnesota lawmakers have wrapped up the special session. Try saying that 5 times. And now a 2-year, $46 billion budget deal is headed to Governor Dayton's desk. And Governor Dayton will have several days to decide whether to sign the bill. A University of Minnesota athletics employee has been demoted and suspended for violating the university's sexual harassment policy. He was in charge of campaign fundraising efforts for the department and will now be stripped of his supervisory role.
3.
Another tragedy strikes Chetek, Wisconsin, where a plane crashed, killing one teen and leaving another in serious condition. It happened Wednesday night, about 7 miles from where the deadly tornado touched down last week. Again, our hearts and prayers go out to that community.
4.
Let's turn to national and international news. President Trump's controversial travel ban experiences another legal setback in a 10-3 ruling. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the lower court decision blocking the order suspending new visas for visitors from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Syria.
5.
This is the lead story on all the national newscasts this morning. Republican Greg Gianforte wins Montana's only U.S. House seat just one day after he was charged with assault for an alleged body slamming incident with a reporter.
6.
Turning to entertainment now, a very excitable Price is Right contestant broke the all-time record during Plinko yesterday. He hit the 10,000 jackpot 3 times and ended up with 31,500. The previous record was 30,500. We're going to be playing that clip in just a second.
7.
And finally, as we do on Fridays, let's look at what's new at a theater near you. The 5th installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean series hits theaters this weekend. Dead Man Tell No Tales is up against The Rock and Zac Efron's turd of a turd, Baywatch the movie.
And that's the way it is.
And that is the way that it is for Friday, May 26, 2017. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open up her very own totally naked Dole Whip stand, ladies and gentlemen, Queen of the Pineapples, Alexis Thompson.
That's right! Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning,
Bunny.
It's
a refreshing treat and sight.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Not sight, yeah.
No,
but,
no.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
Ken Barlow is busy today, so the one and only fake meteorologist, Don McLean, will have the forecast. Don, what do we have?
Today, partly sunny and warm, a bit humid too, with an afternoon thunderstorm possible, high of 75. For Saturday, warm and hazy, sunshine through clouds, chance of thunderstorm, high of 75. Sunday, partly sunny, chance of a shower, 72. And for Memorial Day, mostly cloudy, cooler, scattered showers, high of 66.
Hazy equal humidity?
What is hazy,
meteorologist Dawn?
Warm with hazy sunshine through clouds. It's not going to be too humid because it's only 75. But because of the humidity and the low pressure systems moving through. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say it because it sounds good. The low pressure systems moving through. That means that it's the barometric pressure is going to drop and you might get a headache. Because that always makes your head feel
hazy.
Icky. Yeah. So it's more of a head thing.
Yep. All right.
I didn't understand a word you just said, but sure. All I know is it's going to be a mixed bag this weekend for weather.
Yeah.
Dawn's sort of weather report brought to you by the new perfume, Carrington and Forever Crystal.
My darling Crystal, I've had this fragrance created especially for you. I think it's as beautiful as you are. Every time you wear it, remember, I love you forever.
My dearest Blake, I've had this fragrance created especially for you. Aww. I think it's as sexy as you are. Every time you wear it, remember that I'll love you forever, too.
Forever Crystal and Carrington, both created to celebrate the love that lives forever.
Oh, my gosh. That is
Forever Crystal. I had both of those.
You did?
I did. I wore Forever Crystal in the
fourth
grade.
Depending on how you felt that day?
Yeah, depending on how I felt. I wore Carrington in the fifth grade and then Forever Crystal in the fourth grade.
Well, you moved on.
I did, yeah.
You matured.
I wouldn't dare create a fragrance for my husband.
You wouldn't?
I just... I don't know. I think I'd be afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he still around,
like,
though?
You don't know me like that.
Didn't the dolls get him yesterday?
I did.
He's around?
It took me hours after the show to get a hold of him.
We thought Angel was taken out by Alexis's creepy doll collection yesterday, 7 o'clock, friends. Yeah. 7:08 is the time. It's time to raise our glass and take a sip of our refreshing morning beverage. Ooh. Cheers, everybody. Cheers, cheers.
Cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
Uh-huh.
Remember the reason for the weekend, by the way. Take a moment and remember the reason there. Cheers. Yes. Enjoy yourself.
We will never forget.
No. This sip of your refreshing beverage sponsored today by Milky the Marvelous Milking Cow.
Here's Milky the Marvelous Milking Cow. It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail. She's raising her head, it's milking time now. Her pretend milk is a feeling the pail.
She drinks water. I guess pretend milk.
Milky the Marvelous Milking Cow.
Milky the Marvelous Milking Cow with pretend milk tablets. She's new from Kenner.
That's right. Best toy ever.
I can't imagine you milking that more than one time.
No.
Feeling like that's fun.
Endless minutes of fun. You grab the teat and you put the fake milk in the pail. You put another tablet in its butt. You churn a little bit.
What was in that tablet?
It turned the water like a fake milky substance.
Did you drink it?
Of course he did.
No, I didn't drink it. What am I, a weirdo?
Why couldn't you? Well, you're milking a plastic cow.
What's wrong with that?
Coming from the person that has 60 to 100 small toddler dolls.
Thank you. I was going to say.
Look at them. I don't milk them.
Well, they may be. Oh my God!
They might milk you in your sleep.
Thank you, Dawn. I think it was better coming out of your mouth than mine. It would sound very weird for me to say to Alexis, "I think your dolls are milking you, Lex."
Hi, Alexis.
You should have been able to put real milk in that milky, the marvelous cow or whatever.
Just relax. It will be all over soon.
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's right, demonic doll of Alexis.
My babies, my sweet baby army, into evil children of the corn.
Yes. Goodbye, Alexis.
Oh, bye, babies.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Dawn, thank you so much for completing that sentence. It was hanging right there.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, well, Lex has no idea what those dolls do while she's asleep. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now we know.
Do you mind if I take a moment? I got to tie my shoe. I don't want to trip here.
Oh, well, sure.
What I mean, nothing.
It's fine.
Are you walking around?
I stood up and I almost fell.
Oh, my God.
Huh. Oh, my baby army's working.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
They tied your shoelaces together.
No, they untied my shoes, those little bastards.
Yeah. With their little baby fingers.
Their little baby fingers. Any hoodly doodly. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we told you at the end of the last segment that we have two spirit animals today. We have two spirit animals on this the kickoff to the Memorial Day weekend. One is a little girl, and one is a contestant on a game show that will just bring you endless amounts of joy. You will hear both of those on the other side of these very, very important messages.
Hey, it's Marley, and I'm so excited because The Bachelorette is back. And so is You Get a Rose, the podcast. Rachel Lindsay might just be the best bachelorette ever, so obviously we're so excited to talk about Waboom, the tickle monster, the hot guys that have already gone home, Kenny, the professional wrestler. I could go on and on, but that's what the podcast is for. New episodes this week, and from now on, just go to podcastone.com or use my talk keyword Rose.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything spirit animals. I'm Jace with Lex and producer Dawn McClain. Thank you for being here as we kick off the holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying yourself, especially if you're heading into work for just a few hours. And let's be honest.
Who's working
news,
today?
I was going to say, I got news for all the bosses out there. No one's working. The productivity levels. I mean, again, I got a report.
Keep the bar low.
I got a report. Yeah, I got a report this morning from the report people. And
What did the report people say today?
They recorded you two. They recorded the prediction of productivity for today's show. Lex, you're registering at about a 17% productivity today. But FYI,
that's about right. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I'm eating a sandwich right now.
Yeah, Don, you're you've dropped. You were at about 22 at the beginning of the show. You've dropped to about a -3.
Yeah.
So
I feel it.
Where are you today?
I'm hanging around a 4.3. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, 4.3. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so this is going to make you laugh. You're going to love this. Last night, you're going to see this everywhere on your social media devices.
I'm posting it to our website right now.
Fabulous. What's our website, Lex?
MyTalk1071.com.
That's right. And if you're a fancy announcer, man, you say it like this.
Go to MyTalk1071.com.
Boom.
Yeah. This guy on Price is Right yesterday was killing us in, like, the best way. His name is Ryan. And he's, like, nerd cute. And from the moment they even called him to be a contestant, he was like, yeah. And
get
he
my
had
name.
A Price is Right t-shirt. And his name's Ryan. And he was chanting. Well, then he won. And then he got to go play a game. And, of course, the game he got to play was Plinko. And he completely lost his mind.
He's smart. Now, he put it right under the N.
Yes. Now, a lot of this is visual because the funniness is his face, but you'll hear the audio. And just keep in mind, he gets he has five chips. Three of those chips go into the $10,000 slot. So here's a little edited down version. This is just joyous.
One chip at a time. Put it against the wall. Drop it. $10,000 right in the middle. Good luck, man. Five chips.
Here we go, guys.
Chip number one, 10,000 in the middle, 10,000 in the middle.
Oh my God!
Get another one. Do it again.
Okay.
$1,000.
Yeah!
Got $11,000 so far.
$10,000!
Look at him go!
Oh my God!
$21,000!
Oh my God!
and he still has two chips.
Ryan!
Back. $500. $21,500. Here's his last
number
chip.
My goodness.
I love that he leads his own chant.
Ryan! Oh, I love him so much. We love a good contestant.
Yes.
You know, just a good winner, an excited winner. There's nothing worse than when one of these yahoos on the game shows, they win a fabulous prize, and the reaction is like, that is wonderful.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Drew, I appreciate that very much. Now, if it's a blender or something, I get it, but get a little excited.
Come on, it's your chance to let loose.
Yes. So I love that so very much.
Funny.
Now, I think Alexis loves this next one even more. So your next spirit animal today, dear friends, is a little girl. And you're going to probably see this one pop up too, who looks, I don't know, she's 3 or 4 years old. And she's complaining to her daddy that she just doesn't have enough time to chill out. She's busy, Lex.
So good.
Three-year-olds say
the best things, you guys.
You know, it's hard, Lex.
Yeah, she's doing stuff.
She's playing, you know. She just, Lex,
oh,
Lex.
Oh, man, we're like, hear you, kid.
She just needs to chill. Oh. This little girl is our North Star. Take a listen, everybody.
Are you sad?
No, it's just I've been doing stuff a lot of times, and I want to chill sometimes, but there's no time to chill outside in the car.
What have you been doing?
Playing this whole time, and I want some time to chill with nobody.
Right. I just want time to chill with nobody, Daddy.
Chill with nobody.
Yeah,
with nobody. Yeah.
With nobody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much do we love this little girl?
And the fact that she's feeling that at 3.
Wait till she gets to be 42.
Yeah. It's gotten worse as we've gotten older, huh?
I think that little girl
is. We ain't got time for that.
I think that little girl is my daughter. I don't know. I think.
Yeah.
Lord knows I've turned our dog Dexter into me, so
I know
he got another behavioral notice.
From who?
From Downtown Dogs. Yeah.
I need to know about that. What's he doing?
He got a behavior notice. I know. Well, he just wants to be left alone, and the other dogs in the playpen don't understand that.
That he just wants to chill.
He just wants nobody.
To chill. Yeah. So this dog, when we were in LA last weekend, Downtown Dogs, they are so. Just to give a little ad fab, we love local businesses, and they're a local business. They take such good care of our boys. And they take really good care of Dexter. They love, because he loves adults.
Mm-hmm.
He just has no time sometimes for other dogs.
Yeah.
So the report said that Dexter was out, and you know, they let him out into the group play area. He was a little apprehensive, so he went to a corner, and this dog came up to him, and Dexter kind of gave him the stance of get back.
Uh-oh.
And the dog proceeded to get in Dexter's space.
Mm.
And Dexter, there was a little, there's a little altercation.
Yep.
So then Dexter had to be put into solitary confinement.
Yeah. Oh. He was probably happy to be there, though.
Believe me, do not cry for him. He loves that.
Yep.
But then
I put myself in solitary sometimes.
My solitary is 1 to 5 every day.
Yeah. Yeah, because you need to chill with nobody.
Yeah.
Both videos are up right now if you guys want to see them on mytalk1071.com.
Or again,
go to mytalk1071.com.
But Conan's working out too with Wonder Woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then the Downtown Dogs people, they play with him because he loves humans.
You know,
so that's
good of them that they you know what's going on, because sometimes when I would pick up my sister's dogs from the daycare, you don't know why they're freaked out. You don't know what kind of day they had. And so good for them for giving you a little report like they're in preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many do you get before he's kicked out?
Oh, they won't. What they do is they just, because they have, and I think most places have this, they have like independent boarding where they just won't put him into play with other dogs.
Okay, good. Yeah,
they have isolated boarding. So, and that's what they do. And they will play with him, which is so sweet. They take him in like in a private run and they play catch with him and he loves it. He just doesn't want to be always bothered, you know, and I don't blame him. Get away. I want to give him a t-shirt that says that. Yeah.
Up, yo.
Oh, my God. It's perfect.
Okay. Before we go to break, we have to go to break, but yes. Lex, the creepy doll alert is spreading across the metro. kids are now looking for creepy dolls. Shauna Howard just tweeted us. Her daughter was in a store and picked up two baby dolls, and they are creepy too. So now kids.
She hashtag sew my skin. Lick my tears.
Oh, now everybody in the metro is looking for their own creepy
dolls.
We
have drawings too from kids. Oh my gosh, these are fantastic.
We'll be back with our review of Love Connection and Shazam after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Entertainment.
Now it's going viral.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
Interesting day on the World Wide Web.
Oh, is this? Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News is here. Hey, Megan.
Hello.
Hello.
So Baywatch is trending this morning on Twitter. The New York Times describing it as soft serve ice cream, crinkle cut fries, a hot car, and a skin rash.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, the first
That's
two
how
B.
Arthur
good.
Describes our show.
Yep.
I was like, soft serve ice cream. Okay, that's crinkle that's cut fries. Good. I like those if they're crispy.
Ooh, dip those fries in the ice cream. Mm.
Hot car and a skin rash. I don't know about that. Hey, it's National Blueberry Cheesecake Day.
Yum.
Oh.
Have that with some of your wine from National Wine Day on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Yeah, we're still celebrating that every day.
I know. I think, seriously, it doesn't just need to be one day a year, people.
Right.
Eric Stone Street providing a little more clarity regarding his rumored fling with Bethany Frankel.
Oh.
Y'all know her as like the skinny margarita lady or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saying that we decided we make better friends, but she's a wonderful kisser. They apparently dated in 2015 and they were on a show yesterday or the night before talking about their relationship.
Cohen.
Yeah, on Andy Cohen's show, which I thought was kind of interesting. I don't see the two together. But
no, but that I thought that might be why it could work.
Because you just don't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a funny guy and
she's a little high strung.
Mm-hmm. She might need some of that funny
humor.
Yes, in her life.
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Twitter roasting Shaquille O'Neal after showing his toes last night.
Oh, we didn't see his toes. Are they jackhammers?
Oh, they're bad.
Oh, well, his feet are so big.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't judge. I have a giant big toe.
Yeah, but this giant toe isn't just giant and big. It's gnarly.
Tell us more.
It's just gnarly. I mean, you just kind of feel bad, but I mean, you got to think about that guy. He's been like in basketball shoes his entire life.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, I mean, it's not like he's got a size 10 foot. I mean, I think the shoes are custom made for him because they're so giant.
Yeah, his toenails are real jacked up.
It took me back to that Eddie Murphy movie, Boomerang. Remember that? When like he had that crazy foot fetish and wouldn't. Yeah.
Yes.
That's where my brain went this morning. NASA is trending this morning. One of its probes has captured these dramatic first close-up images of Jupiter, which is really cool. Like, it kind of takes me to like Avatar, the new Avatar land at Disney World that's been all over the news lately.
Yeah.
Like, the colors are just like vibrant and neon and gorgeous. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And a black bear is roaming Stillwater. We have pictures sent in from viewers' neighborhoods. So if you live in Stillwater,
stay inside.
Don't feed the bears.
Be careful.
Wow. Okay.
Watch out for the bears.
DNR says back away slowly. That's one of their tips. If you see a bear, don't approach it.
No.
Don't feed it. Back away slowly.
Ooh.
Only approach a bear if you're at the Eagle. That's it. That's the only time. Yeah. Thank you, Lex. Thank you, Lex, for getting that one.
Uh-oh.
Megan, thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
It's Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News. You can watch Megan and the Gang weekday mornings starting at 4:30 over there on Channel 5. Megan Newquist and that news report sponsored by our good friends at Oscar Mayer Bologna.
After you take away the bread, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise,
what do you got?
What have you got?
I don't know.
Well, with Oscar Mayer Bologna, you've got meat, and lots of it. Cuts from the beef brisket, chuck, round, and flank. Cuts of pork side and shoulder, never cereal or filler. Oscar Mayer Bologna. The beginning of a beautiful sandwich.
That's right. The beginning of a beautiful sandwich. Yeah. Two new shows debuted, and I want to start. We have the Love Connection. We have Shazam, and I want to start with Shazam because then Lex and I haven't had an opportunity to talk about this because we both listen. We now, Lex, I don't want to speak for you, but we love Jamie Foxx. 70% more, Lex, maybe today. 70% is that a fair number, Lex?
That's 70%? A fair number. Yep.
Okay. His show debuted last night. I'll be short and sweet with this. I loved it. My only criticism is on the Fox that it just needs to be a half hour. Team it with a half hour Love Connection and you have a hit block, Fox. Neither of these shows need to be an hour.
Now, I didn't watch Love Connection. I heard the clips from before and I felt very uncomfortable. I'm okay with Shazam being an hour.
Are you okay? Oh, yeah. I'm a little more okay with Shazam being an hour than Love Connection, but both, I think they would both benefit from being less is more. But you liked Shazam?
I loved Shazam. I want to be a contestant on it. It's such a great, easy premises. When you think of Shazam, you know, it takes a second to 5 seconds to identify a song, and you have to beat the clock and beat the other contestants. And it's teams of two. So that's really fun to watch. And then they just, you know, narrow it down. And the contestant who wins, they win big money.
Huge money, like, Lex.
Last night, the guys won $173,000.
Yeah.
And hearing Jamie with Howard Stern, he said that someone won $1 million during this season, and the smallest amount was $80,000.
The smallest amount.
Wow.
It was just fun. My fun takeaway was the little hook that's different that makes this game show different from Name That Tune, which is the classic game show. And that is when they play the clip, they drop the needle, so to speak, on a great part of the song. And then the four choices of song titles. They don't just put, like, let's say, here's my example. It's hard to explain, but here's the perfect example. The song Tub Thumping, okay?
Yes.
You know, they start the song with, I get knocked down, but I get up again. Well, the first option is I get knocked down. And then Tub Thumping is like option three. So they try to trick the contestant. They just don't put titles from other songs. They pick portions.
Lyrics.
They pick well-known portions of lyrics to try to trick you into thinking, oh, wait, is that the title of the song? Which I thought, wow, that is pretty smart of this game show to do, to set it apart from, again, Name That Tune.
Well, and they do set it up so you're nervous watching because they really only have a few seconds. They have to beat each other. And they're going down to the hundredth of a second. Yeah. When they're taking the time to decide, you know, if they both get it right, who actually gets the money for it. Oh, it's really fun. And Jamie Foxx, he is a fantastic host. They also have celebrities that will stop by once in a while, too. And he adds the funny, but he also has the musicality, which we all know. He is a talented dude.
He is. The Stern interview, everybody, if you get a chance, there are highlights probably online. He did an interview 2 days ago with Howard Stern, and I was a middling fan. Like I liked him. Sometimes he irritated me, but once again, my boy Howard, Baba Booey, pulled out such great stories out of Jamie that I am now an uber fan of Jamie Foxx. He is quite extraordinary, and he was talking about like. There's so many things to discuss. There's so many highlights that I enjoyed from the interview. But he was talking about, oh God, which one do I want to do? Well, let me just give you a fun fact first. Lex, did you hear him talk about how, and I thought of you because I know you love the other person involved. Mm-hmm. They were making Any Given Sunday because you guys remember Jamie Foxx was in Oliver Stone's Any Given Sunday.
Yes.
And did you hear his story about LL Cool J?
Was this toward the end of it? I didn't. No, I'm like 3/4 of the way through. Don't tell me because I'm going to listen.
Oh,
but
my talkers.
And I love LL.
Yeah. Well, you know, LL was in that movie And Jamie kept saying that that set was crazy. Like, there was a lot of testosterone. It was pretty, like, the energy, it was kind of worked up. And in the movie, I guess, I think Jamie had to slap LL. And something happened, or other way around, and one of them took it personally, and they had a fist fight. Like, they had a knock.
What?
They had a knockdown, drag out fist fight, and Howard said, now was it real? Was it brutal? And Jamie goes, oh, we were not messing around. He goes, we were clocking each other. And Howard said, could he take you out? And he goes, yeah, he's a big dude. He goes, he could take me out. And he's like, and it was very difficult for Jamie. It was very difficult because LL Cool J was his idol. He went to one of LL's first shows, and LL Cool J threw out his coat Lex, and Jamie Foxx caught it.
Ooh.
Like, when Jamie was like a teenager, when Jamie was younger. And then he told this other story that was just so fantastic, and I'll shorten this down. Before Jamie was really big, I think he had done L in Living Color, and Lex, you'll get to this because it's toward the end of the thing. He was at this party, and he was with his friend or slash agent, and Charlize Theron was there. And Jamie's like, I'm going to go say hi to her. And this guy's like, you cannot go say hi to Charlize Theron. Do you have a statue? You need to have a statue to walk up on her. And Howard starts laughing, and Jamie goes, I want to say hi to her. And then the friend was like lecturing him, going, that is someone you cannot talk to unless you have a gold statue. So then by the time he got done with the lecture, Charlize had left a party. And Jamie's like, damn, you, I just missed my chance.
Oh.
Lex.
Yes.
Fast forward. Talk about serendipity.
Oh, yeah.
Fast forward to 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who gave Jamie his Academy Award?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right.
Goosebumps.
Wow.
Charlize Theron was the one that presented Jamie Foxx because she had won the year previous. Charlize Theron had was the one on stage, and Jamie said when he realized that, he was like, holy crap.
Wow.
He's like, full circle moment right there. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool. I loved the stories about him growing up and his parents. He called his grandma and grandpa, but they actually adopted not only him, but a 16-year-old mother.
Yeah,
and mom was going out and doing different things, but they helped raise him.
The grandma, that's right. She adopted him and her. Adopted his mother as well.
Yes. And she's also the one who said, I want you to learn the piano, but they didn't have any money. So he is so proud of the small town that he's from in Texas. And that's what the town really appreciates about him, too, because he doesn't just say he's from Dallas. He's from where he's from. But what she used to do is there was a great piano teacher in Dallas, and she said, hey, come to my house. You can do your lessons out of my home. Just teach Jamie how to play classical piano. And you can, of course, all the money that you get from the others, that's yours. And that's how he learned how to play the piano.
Yeah.
And he was a big athlete in high school. Wow, what a talented guy.
He has a great, Lex, wait till you get, and all of you, listen to this interview on Stern. That's what we're talking about. We got a break.
Does he also talk about Katie Holmes? Does he kind of dig a little bit? No, maybe that was one of the things that he wanted to talk about.
But he does, the most fascinating stories, everybody. He talks about Django Unchained and his work with Quentin Tarantino and how Will Smith didn't want to do that movie and the advice that Samuel, the stories he has about Samuel L. Jackson. I was like, I walked away loving him more, Samuel L. Jackson more, Quentin Tarantino more, and Leo DiCaprio. I ended up like, Jamie has the best stories. You guys, sincerely, try to find it somewhere on YouTube if you don't have a serious subscription. Great interview. Howard, again, I'm telling you, you're the best. Baba Booey.
Yep.
743, we'll be back with TVTRL after this.
Lori and Julia.
John Bream said, he played in Minnesota on Bob Dylan's 76th birthday, and Neil Diamond is 76. So it all come full circle. And they're the same age as my dad, the Zipper, who's 1 year younger. He's
so
75.
They're really not.
Well, they're not the same age.
I know.
Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't the only blonde moment. Sorry, Lori. I'm going to have to out you on this. Lori comes in today and she says, well, I guess we better play some Michael Jackson today because this was the day, you know, when he passed away. And I said, what are you talking about? That was in June. Yeah, she said, June 25th. And I said, great. This is May 25th.
It's been a weird week.
I've lost a month.
It's been a weird week.
I'm so relieved.
And a year.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Get so cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold.
I had difficulty facing the day.
I could not stay alert.
I stopped bending my limbs.
I ate soup with my hands.
I made robot noises during important meetings.
I would stare at people until they became uncomfortable.
Then a friend suggested Jason and Alexis. Their mix of entertainment news, pop culture musings, interviews, animal stories, crafting tips, and random, sometimes confusing comments have given me balance and the will to be a better me. Hello, world.
Maybe you're ready for Jason and Alexis. One quick listen should cause instant gratification. Side effects are a concern and may include uncontrollable giggling, unnecessary profanity, hot liquid diarrhea, puddles of constant drool, shrub-like toe fungus, mangled and deteriorated intestines, gelatinous clotting mucus, explosive anal emission. But these are minor. To find out if Jason and Alexis are right for you, ask your doctor. Or don't, because really, what do they know? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Oh, wow. There we go. What a
public
gem.
Service announcement. Yeah, public service announcement. Wow. We may not be right for you. Nope. I don't know. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything My Little Pony. I'm Jace with Lex and then the Jedi Master Dawn McClain. Wow. No, I didn't know that was.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
Comb and brush her hair.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
Tie a ribbon to show.
That's right.
Oh, My Little Ponies. I always wanted the one with the jewel eyes.
There was one. That's kind of creepy. Like.
Now you have baby dolls. Their eyes glow, so everybody wins.
Okay. Now, we had to take a break. Lex threw it in there right before we went to the break. So we need to give proper credit. And again, to briefly update you, 3 days ago now, we in response to Ryan Seacrest not sharing on his show, we have a new mission that we are going to overshare on our show.
Yep.
And upon doing that, Alexis admitted seems like it's something wrong. Well, actually, it is. Alexis admitted that she has a creepy Urse doll collection.
Cute.
They're evil. They were formed by the hand of the devil, and they're about 3 inches tall with movable arms and legs, little cupid dolls. They have messed up eyes. So she has an
Red
army
wall
of
number
these.
Eight.
She has an army of these. They're demonic. They called into our show. The leader called into the show yesterday,
that
kidnapped her husband. So now kids are freaked out by Alexis's dolls. And Lex. People,
drawing. Kid renderings of these dolls.
We're scaring children.
Oh.
My talkers, all of you. We just got another one from Shauna C on Twitter. It's a mummified doll with gnarly teeth, and the caption is "I found you, mommy." And, do you see it, Lex?
Yes.
Everybody, play along. Follow
that
us on Twitter.
Freaky, freaky.
You guys.
Jason Matheson, Lex and the Cities, and Dawn at Dark. What, Dawn?
Well, B. Arthur brought up a really good point yesterday. Something that creeps her out is that she said, you've just taken the toddler away from all the rest of their family.
I never thought of it like that.
Just removed the toddler.
Oh, because
it comes with a collection of other, like a mom and a dad, right?
Yes,
and
it
another
comes with
kid.
A mom, dad, and yeah,
and you've
like
just
an older
kidnapped
kid.
So she's
all
just
the
removed
toddlers.
The toddlers, and that set
it's a
to
full
be
dollhouse.
Arthur was like so disturbed by the fact that she's just removing the toddler, like she's kidnapping them.
I never thought about it like I'm plucking the babies out of the family. The nuclear family to join other babies in a display case in my craft room.
Okay, I'm Alexis. I'm making Alexis creepy doll army. Okay, so I'm retweeting now my favorite. Now children are listening to our show. They are now petrified of the baby doll army of Alexis's. You have to see this rendering that this child drew for us. Annie, I just retweeted it. Annie sent it to us. Annie Pool 16. Oh. Her child drew a bunch of stick figures with cross, like X's on their eyes. And then the leader has cross and like a tongue hanging out.
I think that's, they're killing me. I think that's what that is. That's
yeah, you're
me.
The big one. You're being killed by the baby army of dolls.
Oh my God.
We are ruining children, Lex. Oh my, this is a disturbing drawing.
The art from this is just, oh my God.
Did you see, Dawn, did you see this drawing?
Oh, yeah. Look at baby doll army.
I just figured out, Lex, you are the big person in this picture.
And you have your tongue out and crossed eyes, which means they've killed you.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And your heart is all scribbled out, which means I think that's kid four, you're dead.
Oh
my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. I'm retweeting that for sure.
Guys. Yeah. Guys.
Ooh.
This is a problem. We're ruining children. I don't know. Well,
ooh, well
yeah. Have fun with that.
Haven't we already done that though?
My sweet little babies. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we've
good point, Don.
That was years ago. That was years. Oh. Okay, I promise TVTRL, I will dispense with the open. Let's do one fun one. And
we got a request for WKRP.
KRP.
Baby, if you ever...
Wow.
What did you call
it? WQMRSTQMICKEY WMAQWLS.
Baby, if you've ever wondered... Whatever became of me? I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Good one. Let's throw in one more, one quick one. Let's do an instrumental. This is a good one. I Dream a Genie, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Seriously dancing right now.
Me too. Hold me closer. Almost done. Yes.
There we go.
All right, there we go.
When we come back, we'll do, you know what? We'll kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a few more tunages just to get you rocking.
Yes.
And we have the dirt alert and more. Stay right there. We'll be back after these messages.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Entertainment.